When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Our God is so good to us. In the boundless of His grace, where love knows no bounds and mercy flows without end, our God manifests His goodness with a majesty that transforms the ordinary into the miraculous. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, a profound testament to the unmerited favor bestowed upon us. Let us thank the Lord for His grace and goodness in our lives. Have you ever found yourself marveling at the simple act of breathing? This everyday act, so natural and effortless, is much like the grace of God that surrounds us. Constant, life-giving, and often taken for granted. Also, have you considered how a seed, buried in the darkness of soil, breaks through into the light, growing against all odds? This is a reflection of God's grace in our lives. It's there in our darkest moments, nurturing us, pushing us towards the light, and enabling us to grow beyond our imaginations. Today, I will delve into the depths of God's grace with you, exploring its transformative power. We'll uncover the profound impact of grace in our lives, learning how to acknowledge it, embrace it, and extend it to others. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In Ephesians 2, verse 8, we're reminded, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." This verse captures the essence of divine grace, unearned, given freely, and the foundation of our salvation. In embracing this truth, we are called to be vessels of that same grace, extending it to others in a world in dire need of mercy and compassion. As we navigate through life's challenges and triumphs, let the knowledge of our salvation through grace be the compass that guides our actions and decisions. May our lives serve as beacons of God's love, reflecting the profound gift of grace that has been bestowed upon us. Let us now explore the depth of God's grace. This grace, so profound and boundless, is similar to the vast expanse of the sky above us. Just as the sky covers the earth, surrounding it in its embrace, so does God's grace cover us, touching every part of our lives with its mercy and love. We cannot escape it, nor exist outside of it, for it is as essential to our spiritual life as the air is to our physical being. Consider for a moment the story of Jonah. Jonah tried to flee from the presence of the Lord, boarding a ship bound for Tarshish. Yet, in the midst of a violent storm, when all seemed lost, Jonah was swallowed by a great fish, an act of divine grace that saved him from certain death. This story, found in the book of Jonah, illustrates that even when we attempt to run from God, His grace is still there, ready to rescue and redeem us in our most desperate hours. God's grace is not just about the big moments of rescue or revelation. It is also found in the daily provisions, the quiet moments of comfort, and the strength we receive to face each day. Philippians 4, verse 19 assures us, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." This verse speaks to the everyday grace that God pours into our lives, meeting our needs, both big and small, from his abundant riches. The depth of God's grace is also seen in how he sees us not as we are, but as we can be in him. Through his grace, we are transformed, made new, and given a hope and a future. This transformative power of grace is exemplified in the life of Saul, who became Paul, once a persecutor of Christians. Saul encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, an experience that changed him forever. This transformation, detailed in Acts 9 verses 1 to 19, showcases the depth of God's grace to redeem and repurpose our lives for his glory. My friends, have you ever felt unworthy of God's love and grace? Remember, it is not about being deserving of his grace. It is about accepting this gift with an open heart. Romans 5 verse 8 tells us, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This verse underscores the unconditional nature of
when we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Of God's grace. It is not contingent on our actions or our worthiness, but is a testament to his infinite love for us. In reflecting on the depth of God's grace, we also recognize its role in our salvation. Grace is the foundation upon which our faith is built. It is the reason we can come before God, forgiven and free. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 captures this beautifully, reminding us that our salvation is a gift of grace through faith, not a result of our own efforts or works. This truth liberates us from the burden of trying to earn God's favor and allows us to live in the freedom of his grace. As we delve into the depths of God's grace, we find that it is not only a means of salvation, but also a source of strength and endurance. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 illustrates this when the Lord says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Here, we see that God's grace equips us to face trials, challenges, and weaknesses, not by removing them from our path, but by giving us the strength to persevere through them. It is in our moments of weakness that the power of God's grace shines the brightest, transforming our vulnerabilities into testimonies of faith and resilience. This understanding of grace leads us to a place of humility and gratitude. Recognizing the depth of God's grace in our lives compels us to live differently It calls us to extend grace to others, just as God has graciously done for us. Thank you, Jesus. In Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, Jesus tells the parable of the unforgiving servant, illustrating the importance of forgiving others as God has forgiven us. This story challenges us to reflect on the magnitude of grace we've received and to practice that same grace in our relationships with others. Matthew 18, verses 32 to 35 says, "Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So, my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses." The depth of God's grace also invites us to a deeper relationship with him. As we come to understand the vastness of his grace, our hearts are drawn closer to his. James 4, verse 8, encourages us with these words, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." This verse is a promise that as we seek to know more of God's grace, he will reveal more of himself to us, deepening our connection with him and our understanding of his love. In living under the canopy of God's grace, we find a profound sense of peace. This peace comes from knowing that we are not alone, that we are cared for and cherished by a God whose grace knows no bounds. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 speak to this peace, advising us to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. It is through the peace of God's grace that our hearts and minds are guarded in Christ Jesus. Also, the depth of God's grace is a source of hope. In a world filled with uncertainty and turmoil, the steadfastness of God's grace is our anchor. Hebrews 6, verse 19 describes this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. This hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation in the promises of God, grounded in the reality of his grace. As we continue to explore the depth of God's grace, let us also consider its implications for our sense of identity. In Christ, we are given a new identity, one that is rooted not in our failures or successes, but in his grace. Galatians 2 verse 20 profoundly expresses this transformation. The scripture says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." This verse highlights the transformative effect of God's grace on our personal identity, reminding us that we are defined by his love and sacrifice. My friends, the depth of God's grace is a treasure that enriches every aspect of our lives. It is a wellspring of strength, hope, peace, and transformation that we are invited to draw from each day. As we journey through life, may we always be mindful of the grace that surrounds us, guiding us, shaping us, and drawing us ever closer to the heart of God. My dear friends, as we continue on this journey, let's delve into the transforming power of God's grace. This grace, which we have seen to be as vast as the sky, is not only around us, but also within us. actively working to change us from the inside out. It's like the gentle yet persistent flow of a river that shapes the landscape through which it passes. Over time, even the hardest stones are smoothed, and the course of the land itself can be altered. Similarly, God's grace works within our hearts, smoothing our rough edges and reshaping our paths toward His purpose for our lives. The story of Zacchaeus, as recorded in Luke 19, verses 1 to 10, beautifully illustrates the transformative power of grace. Zacchaeus, a tax collector despised by many, experienced a radical change after an encounter with Jesus. It was not through judgment or condemnation that this change occurred, but through the simple act of grace shown by Jesus, who chose to dine with him. Zacchaeus' response was one of immediate transformation. He promised to give half of his possessions to the poor and to repay anyone he had cheated four times over. This story reveals how the grace of God can turn a heart of stone into a heart of flesh, leading to genuine change and restoration. This transformation is not a one-time event, but a continuous process. Philippians 1 verse 6 assures us, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." This verse speaks to the ongoing nature of the transformation that occurs through grace. It's a divine promise that God will continue to work in us, molding us into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. This process is not always easy. It requires surrender and trust, but the outcome is a life that reflects the beauty and character of Christ. The power of God's grace also liberates us from the chains of sin and guilt. Romans 6 verse 14 states, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." Here, Paul highlights the liberating power of grace that frees us from the dominion of sin. This freedom is not an excuse to continue in sin, but an empowerment to live in righteousness, reflecting the holy nature of God through our lives. Also, the transformative power of God's grace equips us for service. It's not just about personal change, but about being empowered to make a difference in the world around us. Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 12, talks about how God gave gifts to His people for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. Through grace, we are given unique talents and abilities, not for our own benefit, but to serve others and spread the love of God. This service, inspired and sustained by grace, becomes a powerful testimony of God's love and power at work in our lives. The transforming power of God's grace cultivates within us a spirit of gratitude and worship. When we truly grasp the magnitude of what God has done for us, our natural response is one of thanksgiving. This spirit of gratitude not only honors God, but also strengthens our faith, anchoring us more deeply in His grace. My friends, the transforming power of God's grace is a profound mystery and a magnificent gift. It invites us on a journey of continual growth, freedom, and service, all rooted in gratitude. As we allow God's grace to work within us, we become beacons of His love and grace to the world. And let us now turn our attention to living in gratitude for God's grace. My dear friends, as we journey through life, adorned with the tapestry of God's grace, our hearts overflow with gratitude for His unending love and mercy. Living in gratitude for such divine grace means recognizing the miracle in every moment and every breath, acknowledging that each day is a testament to God's goodness. It's about seeing our lives through the lens of grace, where every challenge becomes an opportunity to experience God's faithfulness anew. Gratitude compels us to relinquish control, trusting in God's perfect plans for us, as outlined in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. It teaches us to lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge Him in all our ways, confident that He will direct our paths. This trust is the foundation of our gratitude, fostering a heart that forgives as freely as we have been forgiven, following the exhortation of Ephesians 4, verse 32. In doing so, we mirror the grace that has been lavished upon us, extending it to others with open hearts and hands, serving joyfully as a response to God's grace. Not only blesses those around us, but also deepens our appreciation for the grace we've received. Galatians 5, verse 13 reminds us that through love, we are called to serve one another, transforming our gratitude into action. This service, rooted in grace, becomes a vibrant expression of our thankfulness, a life lived in worship beyond words, embodying the call of Romans 12, verse 1, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Our testimonies of grace, shared with the world, become beacons of hope and sources of strength to those still walking in darkness. As we vocalize our gratitude for God's grace, we encourage others to seek His loving embrace, revealing the path to redemption through our own stories. My friends, let us continually seek God's presence with thankful hearts, embracing every moment as a gift of grace. Psalm 100, verse 4, guides us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, a fitting response to the boundless grace we've been given. As we live out this gratitude, may our lives reflect the beauty and generosity of God's grace to a world in desperate need of His love. Stand tall, my friends, for you are covered by the most powerful force known to man, God's grace. Let this assurance guide you, protect you, and propel you into a future filled with hope, purpose, and joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, go forth and let your light shine, radiating with gratitude, for the world awaits the beauty of God's grace reflected in you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a heart full of praise, recognizing your majesty and sovereignty over all creation. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and your grace is boundless, reaching the depths of our souls and transforming us from the inside out. Your love and mercy know no bounds, and you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the gift of your grace, a grace so profound that it sustains me, guides me, and provides for me in ways beyond my understanding. Thank you for your provisions, your protection, and your presence in my life. In every breath I take, I see the manifestation of your grace, and my heart overflows with gratitude for your everlasting love. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of salvation, a testament to your grace that surrounds me, promising not just a life here on earth, filled with your presence, but an eternity in your loving embrace. Merciful Father, I come before your throne of grace, asking for your forgiveness for the times I have taken your grace for granted, for the moments I have walked in disobedience or held on to unforgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or resentment. Lord, I pray that the depth of your grace would penetrate every area of my life, transforming me into your likeness. May your grace be the foundation upon which I build my life, guiding my steps and directing my path. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every chain of sin, guilt, and shame is broken, and I am set free by your grace to live a life that glorifies you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my life and my loved ones. I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement, and I claim peace, joy, and boldness in our lives. Lord, let your grace be our shield and protector, guarding us against the schemes of the enemy. I pray for healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, over myself and my loved ones. Let your grace be the balm that soothes our wounds and the strength that upholds us in times of trial. I am grateful for your provision to meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I ask for your protection and favor to surround us like a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, declaring that your grace is sufficient for us, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. Let us live lives that reflect your grace, showing love, kindness, and forgiveness, just as you have shown us. Lord, we submit to your grace. Help us to walk in wisdom, humility, and victory, bringing glory to your kingdom. Lord, empower us to serve diligently and worship you in spirit and truth. Let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your saving grace and the gift of salvation. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.